This is the Blaze Radio on demand.
And now this, American Financing, buying a home or refinancing your mortgage. You need a salary-based mortgage consultant dedicated to helping you make smart mortgage decisions that align with your unique financial goals. Gee, I hope the bank gives me that loan. You hope the bank gives you that loan? They're selling you a financial instrument. And the people who are your mortgage people are usually paid bonus money from the bank if they'll get you into a mortgage. You hope they give you this loan? Turn the tables. The bank is selling you something. You're buying something from them. Make sure the person that is doing the mortgage with you works for you, not the bank. They can pre-qualify you in 10 minutes and close in as fast as 10 days. So whether you're tired of paying outrageous rental rates, you're ready to buy, or you want to refinance, go with a team that will customize a loan program to fit around you and your needs. Call their number, 800-906-2440, 800-906-2440, or go to AmericanFinancing.net. That's AmericanFinancing.net.
American Financing, NMLS 182334, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Glenn Beck, The Blaze Radio Network.
Cullen, welcome to the program. How are you?
Oh, very good today. Good. Glad to be in studio.
Yes, nice to have you here. We wanted to talk to you about this ISP discussion that was going on last week with the government rolling it back. And we had a discussion here that I don't like the government getting involved in private relationships. I have a relationship with a company. If I don't like it, I'll go switch to another company.
Right.
You are saying that there is a difference between that and Apple. The ISP is different than Apple.
Well, I mean, the ISP is very different than a Google or a Facebook, right? Because with a company like Google, it's a search engine company. Primarily, they also provide email, but you can go to some other search engine. You can
ask
use DuckDuckGo. Yeah, you can ask Jeeves if you wanted to. and same with Facebook. There are other social media tools out there, and they're free. An ISP, we're already paying, you know, however much they can charge us, depending on how much competition is in the region, right? And many people only have one option, especially when it comes to a higher speed broadband. So what we're essentially saying now is that, you know, you get the internet or you don't. And if you want the internet, well, everything you do online now is the property of that internet provider.
As far as terms and conditions apply, how did this start with you? Did you just, were you curious about what all these rules and regulations were that we were agreeing to? And then you started reading them? How did this begin?
It was a lot of boring reading.
Yeah,
I bet it was.
So you actually did read the terms and conditions that do apply?
I did, yeah.
Wow.
And that actually...
You are the one.
In fact, actually, a lot of these companies just copy-paste other companies' terms and conditions.
Do they really?
Yeah, they don't even want
word
to have
for
to
word.
Read them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this happens.
And so how long are these things generally? And what's the longest you've seen?
I think, gosh, it's between Apple and LinkedIn. LinkedIn has some of the most egregious terms, and Apple's is out to protect themselves. They're not really in the business of taking your data because they're trying to sell you a really expensive product.
Right.
So Apple, you'll just read through everything they've got. I mean, they go to the extent to protect themselves from an incident where you may use their technology to start a nuclear war. So they actually, if you read in their
seriously?
Terms, yeah, they say we are not responsible if our technology, you are not allowed to use it for this purpose. Therefore, if you do, we are not liable.
What could I possibly buy on iTunes that could start a nuclear war?
Well, the documentary War Games. Talk to Kim Jong-un. Right? Yeah. Kim Jong-un or something. Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
It's a message just for him.
Wow.
So how much trouble are we in with privacy? For instance, Stu and I, it used to be the biggest advocate of keeping our fingerprints sacred. You're not taking my fingerprints. And we've handed them over.
Yes.
And we actually don't mind it now because we're so mentally lazy.
In fact, Stu loves it.
I was telling Cullen off the air because I had him on Wonderful World of Stu, I don't know, 3 years ago or something.
Yeah.
It was right when the fingerprint thing came out for iPhones and I didn't have it yet. And I remember it was kind of a story at the time. Wow, you're putting your fingerprint in these things, and it's digital, and you know, maybe it is locally stored, but still, it was like another step of you were giving up to technology. And at the time, we were talking about that, and I was critical of it in that, like, just like, this kind of freaks me out. Now, the 1/10 of a second that saves me every time I log into my phone is irreplaceable. I would fall on my sword to defend it. And because at any time you can improve convenience just a little bit, these things seem to go down the tubes.
And you're right. I mean, with each step, we're just turning up the heat on ourselves a little bit more. Mm. You know, and the Constitution guarantees us a reasonable right to privacy. So what is our reasonable expectation of privacy? And when we come to accept fingerprint scanning, or we come to accept going through an airport and, you know, having mm-hmm. some kind of naked monitoring of our bodies. I mean, mm-hmm. the bar keeps getting pushed back. And so now I think when it comes to all of the technologies that we're using and our experiences online, what are we willing to accept? And I think that it's very difficult right now for people to feel the cost of digital services spying on them because they can't see it. And what you can't see is hard to feel.
Like, what should we feel every time?
I mean, you should feel like a bunch of hundreds of weird people you've never met are looking through your window, rifling through your diary, getting into your brain and trying to know you better than you know yourself.
And they truly are doing this. They're going through all our stuff.
Everything.
Or is it just
you do
there
online?
And they could go through it if they wanted to.
Well, there's not some person sitting around, you know, with a
keystroke. They're not looking at Pat, per se.
Right.
They're looking at metadata.
Habits. Yeah.
Well, who is they?
Friends.
Right. I don't know. You're the one who's giving me
conspiracy theory. You have the companies, right? And then you have the government. And there really is no separation between the two.
Really?
That's a big problem.
Why do you say that?
The government has access to the things that Google and Apple collect?
Yes. I mean, this is what Edward Snowden and the prism program showed us, is that there was backdoor access. And there is something called the third-party doctrine. And it's a ruling from the early 80s which says if you give your information to a third party, a Google, a Facebook, a bank, you've given up your right to control that information.
And that includes going to the government.
And so it is it's way easier for the government to go to one of those companies and get our information then get it directly from us. There's virtually no firewall there.
Let's get into the time tunnel, Glenn, and go back 3 days. Now, how do you feel? changes it, though, right? That changes it because the government is involved. It's not just selling to private companies. The government does
but
have that.
But the problem you have there is the firewall between government and corporation.
Yeah, I still don't think the government should be passing laws. I mean, that's just like passing another bad gun law. Pass the right law. Put a firewall in between the government and the private companies.
And we've argued with that on the Snowden, with all the Snowden information. I mean, we disagree with a lot of people who would be conservative in the audience and a lot of the candidates that ran last year because a lot of them embrace that sort of NSA needs to be seeing everything that you're doing. And, and we are not on that bandwagon. The conversation initially started here, and it's an interesting one in that with this ISP ruling where they're talking about, can your ISP sell the data? Pat was arguing, I think the same way that you're arguing is no, you have this agreement. And we were kind of arguing, I don't want the government involved in that. I don't want the government to make a rule saying
to
they
mandate.
Can't. Mm-hmm. And my issue with that is, while I agree with you, it's a terrible policy. And it should be one of those things that they shouldn't do. They should not sell your data. But even if, let's just take it to a crazy extreme, there's only one provider, and they say everything that you search for, we're going to publicly put on our Twitter page with your name and face, and we are going to identify every aspect of what you've done online publicly every single time, and we're your only option. Still, the government does not have a role there because of the fact that the government does not give you the right to get on the internet. If a corporation decides to build the infrastructure that lets you get on the internet, well, then they can put the terms that they want to allow you to access it. It's not the government's job to guarantee you access.
And Pat, I want to just say that my argument hasn't changed. Your argument has changed. You're saying because the government...
No, it hasn't, Glenn.
No, it hasn't.
Your argument has changed.
You're saying that, well, now, Glenn, your argument has changed because the government can get it. Well, no. What he's saying is the government's getting it whether they sell it or not. The government's getting it.
Yeah.
So the problem is not selling it. The problem is
the government is getting it. But
right.
Well,
but
I think one key factor here, I think we can all agree we like the Constitution.
Right? Yes. We're fans. And, big fans here.
Right. Yes. Now, the Constitution doesn't apply online.
On anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't apply. And the Fourth Amendment
in particular.
Yeah. It doesn't follow us into the digital realm. And so when the government, I think, passes laws related to the Constitution on the internet, we're not talking about egregious regulations. We're talking about constitutional regulation, which is different. It's different. In essence, they are blocking themselves from easily getting access to this information. Mm-hmm. Though ISPs are required to retain. I think we should be moving more in the direction of ways to stop the government from being able to access
this
information.
Yes, I agree. Mm-hmm.
That's
because the Constitution is a document on what the government can do, not what a private corporation can do or can't do.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have a right to privacy in my I have an implied contract of privacy with Apple, but not a constitutional right to privacy with Apple. That's the government. I have a constitutional right to privacy with the government, and they're not fulfilling that in any way, shape, or form. And they're trying to look like they're great guys by saying, "Oh, look, we're protecting your privacy with the ISP." No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not filling your fundamental mandate of the Fourth Amendment in the first place. So this is just all a puppet show.
So if there was a, say, your phone provider suddenly developed a tool where they could hear all of your thoughts, and maybe they didn't tell you that this was going on. Is there then a role for the government to say, no, you can't record people's thoughts and not let them know about that?
If they didn't tell people, yes. But I think there would be such an uproar that this phone company had installed this and didn't let anybody know about it.
So many, many years ago, when I first made Terms and Conditions, I discovered, it wasn't me, there were lots of technologists who knew that there were key loggers recording every single thing that we do on our phones. All of it without our knowledge. There was never uproar.
Did we agree to that in their terms and conditions?
No. But they would have some way to justify it. If you're a good lawyer, you can kind of come up with some wishy-washy way to describe
it. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But they weren't specifically saying, we are recording every stroke.
Does the AI thing bother you at all, that there doesn't seem to be any restraint on anyone anymore? You know, in especially in technology, it's not should we do it, it's can we do it? Can it be done? Yeah, okay, do it. There doesn't seem to be real ethics applied on a lot of things. And when we get into AI, we're starting to get into territory now that things are going to change so rapidly, and we're going to really be boxed in to, I mean, you know, fingerprints. 6 years ago, we're not going to use fingerprints. How dare you think of it now? Okay, because it's convenient. Brave New World was correct, not 1984. They're just packaging everything the way we want it. Is there any concern with you on where we're headed?
I mean, if you look at what's happened with privacy since basically the advent of the internet, the march is moving more and more away, more and more towards just this kind of idea of total transparency. Mm-hmm. But that total transparency doesn't seem to apply to the government.
Right. That's right? For sure.
So
yeah.
They want us to be as transparent as possible, have as much access to everything that we're doing. But then,
should be the opposite way.
Yeah,
who's watching
the watchers, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
And when you talk about this kind of technology, it is in direct relationship to how much information is shared and captured in the background. It's part of Google's master plan. It's why they want us to share all of our searches and desires with them.
Edward Snowden, hero, traitor, somewhere in between.
It's somewhere in between. I consider him a patriot. He made that decision not for his own benefit. He lived a pretty sweet life in Hawaii, making a decent wage with a pretty hot girlfriend. So things were not bad for him. I'm going to tell you they're a lot worse in Russia for him right now than they were before. Sure. I think what's a challenge here for him, or for me at least, with what he did, he released documents that were beyond just domestic spying. So you had release of documents related to Angela Merkel. Mm-hmm. You had release of documents related to spy programs abroad. And that's where I think things start to get kind of gray. I wish he'd just focused on domestic. But again, we're talking about one individual, tens of thousands of documents. Mm-hmm. It was difficult for him to go through that. And he trusted a news outlet to then, you know, disseminate information in a way that was responsible. So that's where I think it's gray.
What I find so incredible is that we went through the Snowden thing. All the conspiracy theorists leading up to that would have said, this is happening, this is happening. And then Edward Snowden shows that it was actually happening.
And
that
nobody cared.
And we still are going down this road faster and faster and faster.
Is that crazy?
I thought everything was going to change after Edward Snowden came out with those documents.
I was so
hopeful. And the only thing that Congress passed was something that separates their ability to directly have metadata. And now it's in the hands of the company. But we know that they can easily get it from the company.
Right.
That's
amazing.
All that really changed.
Everything in the last, since Snowden and this last election, everything I thought about the American people, I'm like, no.
We don't know.
You know, you keep using that word, American people. I do not think it means what you think it means. Thank you so much for being on with
really
us. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Glad I was in town.
Yeah, that's great. Well, where should people go to check out your stuff?
Oh, sure. Well, this film was Terms and Conditions May Apply. Mm-hmm. The new one's What Lies Upstream. And actually, I was in Dallas. At the Dallas International Film Festival with this new project.
Oh, very cool.
Awesome.
Again, it's investigating corruption.
And are they coming out to theaters?
At the top federal level.
Or is it on the internet? How's it being released?
It'll be in theaters. It'll be on TV come the fall.
All right, great.
Awesome. So, yeah, there's lots of ways to see it.
Good. Send us a preview copy so we can see it. I'd love to see it.
We'll do. Yeah, we'll be able to have a spirited conversation about corruption at the EPA. So.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, you'll be back.
I'm sure that's
you'll be
zero.
Back. Thank you so much.
Glenn Beck, The Blaze Radio Network.
Hey, I want to talk to you a little bit about the trouble that I have sometimes with my son and my daughter. They love the internet, as I do. The internet is an incredible resource, educational, social, recreational. It's all good, except it's not all good. Some of it is real bad, and it can show up on your kid's screen when you least expect it. So how do you as a parent handle it? I want to tell you about Hero Parental Control. It's the most comprehensive family internet solution available, and the activity from all of your family's devices can be filtered, can be monitored, and even tracked via GPS from a dashboard on your phone or your iPad. Material that may be healthy for a teen can be harmful to a young child, and so you need to have the perfect protection level from toddler to teen to mom and dad. One of the most important steps to a safer internet in your home is recognizing this is a really big issue. Hero gives you the power to create a protected and nurturing online environment. There's nothing like it. Try Hero. Block the bad. Choose what's good for your family. Visit blazehero.com. That's blazehero.com.